Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to the evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. It is Tuesday, December 6th. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. Mike will be calling in shortly. If you would like to join us in the chat room here, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on James Andrews' name. That will bring you right into the chat room. If you'd like to call in and speak with James, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. This evening, we welcome trumpeter James Andrews. He is known as the Satchmo of the Ghetto in New Orleans, and his CD is called The Big Time Stuff. James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you on, definitely. Now, I understand that you are having dinner in New Orleans. You're at a restaurant.
I am, yeah. I'm at Cafe Giovanna on Decatur Street down in the French Quarter.
And what are you eating? What are you having for dinner?
I'm having a veal Marcella.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah, I just had a little Creole gumbo on the side of it. It's all that good New Orleans food down here.
I know that's right. Let me introduce you to my co-host, Mike Reynolds. Mike, meet James Andrews.
Yeah.
Hey,
hello,
James,
Mike. Great. How are you?
Doing okay tonight. How are you tonight?
Oh, I wish we had the weather y'all got up there in Las Vegas tonight.
It was 29 degrees this morning.
I know, it's raining down here in New Orleans right now.
But we're
still having a great time, Mike.
All right. Now, how did you get the name Satchmo of the Ghetto?
Well, coming up in the neighborhood I come from, it's called the Tremé area of New Orleans, and all my friends and family and everybody, and they call me Satch because I always played Louis Armstrong songs, and I always was listening to Louis Armstrong music when I was a kid. I used to buy these albums in the French Market in New Orleans, and I used to go home and put them on the turntable, and I come up listening to Louis Armstrong, and so my family, because we live in the ghetto, which we call the Tremé in New Orleans, and so they mix Satchmo with the ghetto, and we come up with a name, and I've been living with it ever since.
Satchmo of the Ghetto in New Orleans. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, you come from a very musical family. Tell us about your family.
Well, my family, I'm like three generations of New Orleanians in our family. And so my great-grandfather's name was Walter Nelson, and he played the guitar. He made his guitar out of a cigar box a long time ago down in the Storyville district of New Orleans, and that's my mom's dad, and he had two sons who also played with Fats Domino, and their name was Papoose Nelson and Prince Lala. Prince Lala was a famous guitar player around New Orleans, wrote a song called You Put the Hurt on Me, and it was a big hit in the 60s before we were born, and so that was one generation of our family. And then then I got some other family members. Then we got a family. I'm almost related to everybody in New Orleans. This is. I got family that in every band in town now.
And your younger brother, is Trombone Shorty.
Yeah, Trombone Shorty. I'm the one who named him Trombone Shorty.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm the one gave him the name.
Okay. Now, I saw him perform last year at the Newport Beach Jazz Festival, and
yeah.
Angela Bassett was with him. So are you guys related?
No. Some kind of way, I think that's his friend.
Okay. Okay.
No relations. I think that's his friend.
Okay. All right. Got it. All right. Well, good. Good. So now tell us about the Big Time Stuff CD.
Oh, the Big Time Stuff CD. It's a wonderful orchestration of musicians and instruments, and also it's a celebration of life, and it's a celebration of musicians coming together, and it's a way of life, it's a celebration of life, and it's just a thing, the Big Time Stuff, I call it that, because New Orleans, where New Orleans come from and where we at now, and I said it's some Big Time Stuff, and the Saints winning the Super Bowl. And it's just, and New Orleans is coming back to life stronger than ever. The city looking good. And, you know, it's Big Time Stuff.
I read the story of how when the New Orleans Saints won the Super Bowl, how you grabbed your trumpet and started a one-line parade.
Yeah, I grabbed my trumpet and opened the front door and started playing When the Saints Go Marching In Out the Door. And the next thing I know, I had 40, 50 people at my door with umbrellas ready to parade around the block.
How cool was that?
It was truly incredible. Probably a dream. It was probably like we musicians play at, our biggest deal is, I always say, our biggest deal is playing at the New Orleans Jazz Festival. It's a warm-up. It's like our Super Bowl of the music world.
Playing
at the Jazz Festival. It's big like playing the Super Bowl in the Superdome for musicians.
Okay. Now, I want to go back a little bit to your family again. I read that your grandfather, Jesse Hill.
Jesse Hill, my mama dad, the great Oop-Oop-A-Doo. He wrote the hit song Oop-Oop-A-Doo, was covered by Tina Turner and Ike, and also Taj Mahal covered the song. So many people covered this song. It's a big hit.
Okay, and I also read that he wrote songs other than that one that was recorded by Ike and Tina Turner, Sonny and Cher, and Willie Nelson.
Yeah, absolutely. He wrote a lot of songs, and he was a big inspiration in my life for as learning about copywriting and publishing and so many parts of the business aspects of it.
Okay, and was he the one that got you started with playing instrument into music?
No, it was a guy named Danny Barker who got us started in New Orleans. Danny Barker was a guy who was an old-time jazz musician who played with Louis Armstrong and Jelly Roll Morton in New Orleans and Storyville, the Red Light District in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And so Danny Barker came back home to New Orleans from New York after playing with Cab Calloway for so many years. And came back and found some young kids to start. Because one time New Orleans music had died a long time ago. In the 70s, it died. And so Danny Barker came back home to find some young guys like myself and some other guys. And he started the brass band revival. He revived the brass band community, brass band scene all the way in New Orleans.
Okay. Now, were you living in New Orleans at the time of Katrina?
Absolutely. I was living Canal. Absolutely. I was living on Canal in Alexander when the storm hit, and our house had got like 10 feet of water.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad that you survived that.
Oh, we made it, baby. We made it.
Yeah.
We made it. Thank God we made it.
Yes, indeed. Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to get to some of this music, and Karen sent me some songs, so I'm going to go ahead and play one of them. I'm going to start with Bet You a Dollar. Tell me about this one.
I Bet You a Dollar. This song is a song I wrote. It's a reflection of my life growing up in New Orleans as a kid. I grew up tap dancing on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, and I grew up shining shoes. In the song, I Bet You a Dollar, I know when you come to New Orleans, First thing somebody on the street will tell a tourist, I bet you a dollar I know where you got them shoes.
Okay. All right. We are talking to trumpeter James Andrews. His CD is called The Big Time Stuff, and this is I Bet You a Dollar. That is from trumpeter James Andrews, the Big Time Stuff CD. Definitely New Orleans sound right there, definitely.
Yes, indeed. Now, James, you only have 9 tracks on the CD. Was that intentional just to have 9 tracks on the CD versus just having like 12 or 13?
Well, we started off with about 15 tracks and we choose the tracks. Mm-hmm. And we wind up with 9.
Okay.
Okay. Now, as I mentioned before, James' youngest brother is Trombone Shorty, and he is very busy, you know, touring and playing. And you two have a CD together.
Yeah, we got a CD called 12 and Shorty. And we got a hit song on there called Zulu King that they play every Mardi Gras. And it's played all over New Orleans at Mardi Gras time off that CD.
And how did you get the nickname 12?
Oh, I got that name from my dad. My dad is Big 12 and I'm Little 12.
Okay. Okay. Now, is this CD available, 12 and Shorty? Is that available still?
Yeah, it's available online, and you could go to the Louisiana Music Factory, which is down in the French Quarter, the best music store in New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay. Now, throughout the years, you've played with a lot of different people, you know, like, you know, Quincy Jones and all that kind of stuff, like, you know, people like that. Now, who have you kind of took something to learn from, you know, being that you, you know, traveled and played with, you know, Quincy, Dizzy, and, you know, and Danny Barker, people like that. Who have you learned the most from?
I think I probably learned the most from, I guess, being around New Orleans, just checking out a lot of people, a lot of different people. I picked up a lot of stuff from all kind of places and all kind of faces.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of rhyming, baby. I'm rhyming.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So now, on the air, we were talking about the big brass band. The Rebirth Brass Band, I'm sorry. Tell me about, is this your band? And I know you have your own band?
Yeah, I do. I was front man for the Newport Brass Band for so many years, but now I got the Crescent City All-Stars.
Okay.
And so I've been playing a lot with the Rebirth Brass Band this year. We've been doing the Tremé Tour. It's been so wonderful. It's been selling out everywhere we've been. And we sold out the Kennedy Center, and that was so incredible to play the Kennedy Center and sell it out for New Orleans.
Congratulations. All right, so I'm going to get back to another song, and I like the title of this one, Ghetto Funk. Tell me about that.
Ghetto Funk music. Oh, we come up with once again, we live in the Tremé of New Orleans, and it's that ghetto funk music, and it comes out your house, out your bar, out your car. It's just everywhere.
All right. The ghetto funk music.
Ghetto funk music is gonna rock you.
Give me some trumpet with the slide trombone. Second line music all night long. We gonna party like 2010. Do it all day, we gonna do it again. Give me a little whiskey, give me a little wine. Sweet little honey, you're looking so fine. It's what I need, it's what it's about. The ghetto funk music, turn the party out. The ghetto funk music. The Godfather in the morning at the break of dawn. Second line music. And your hoop and holler gon' carry on. That if you don't know, well, there ain't no place that I'd rather be than standing down here on Rampart Street. Down here on Rampart Street.
said it did on run. They fire you in the morning till the day is done. They boy, they went to talking all over town. They build a little fire, don't burn the crown. They jumping in the morning on the battlefield. They jumping in the morning, say nobody needs. They jack them on feet, gonna kill. Fire with the Gatling gun. They're jumping in the morning at the break of dawn. They were whooping in the Hollywood to carry on. They got fire burning on the battlefield. I was a little bitty boy that nobody needs. They bum bum a lunna, say bum bum a red.
I like that. Ghetto funk music.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah,
you
you're right.
And
yeah.
You're doing all this?
That's Big Chief Monk Boudreaux singing the lead on that, and I'm singing the melody.
Oh, okay. Yes, I like that. That was ghetto funk music.
And you can, for all your listeners, you can come to New Orleans and catch Big Chief Monk Boudreaux at Mardi Gras time in New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Now, James, one of the reasons we wanted you on the show, in addition to talk to you about the CD, was that we support the New Orleans Jazz Cruise. And we're, you know, interviewing some of the artists that are on the cruise. And I just wondered, do you know Gina Brown or Donald Harrison?
Absolutely.
You know them personally? Okay.
Yes, that's my good friend.
Okay. Okay.
And,
well,
and they're very wonderful and very talented individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Harrison is like the saxophone king.
Okay.
In my eyes, he's so wonderful. He's an incredible performer, as well as a band leader, and as well as a composer and director.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to be talking to Gina Brown and Joe Carmucci. And I have requests in for Donald and Michael Ward, and I'm just waiting to hear back from them. But we're going to try to get everybody on from that cruise. And this is a cruise that's going out of New Orleans next May. James is on the cruise. So if any of the listeners are looking for some place to go next May on a cruise out of New Orleans, this is the cruise for you.
And this is going to be a wonderful cruise. We're going to be at sea. We're going to rock that boat. We're going to tear that boat up with music.
I believe
it's going to be incredible. And everybody, book your tickets early, because you're going to be there for an incredible experience.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, your neighborhood, Treme.
Yeah, the Treme.
Okay, Treme.
Yeah,
okay, it is an HBO series. So tell us how that happened.
Well, the guys came to New Orleans after the Hurricane Katrina and saw what all was going on and the musicians who was here. And they came to the Treme area and checked out the culture of the neighborhood and the feeling of the neighborhood. And I guess they went back to their writing room and come up with the scripts and everything, how they put it together. But they truly captured the true essence of New Orleans that so many films try to come to New Orleans and capture, but they couldn't get it right. But this time, the Treme production, they got it right.
Okay. And I can imagine that this has been very helpful in giving some of the local artists their exposure, because I read that some of the local artists have appeared on the series.
Absolutely. They've been good about hiring all the making sure the local people get a little exposure, and as well, and all the musicians and artists and all the regular people around New Orleans, they've been working, so some people have been doing good. They've been getting some checks, regular paychecks, so it's all gravy, baby.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I don't have HBO to see that. Mike, do you have HBO?
Yes, I have HBO.
You gotta get HBO,
baby.
Can I send you a copy of the CD? But it's on HBO every Sunday night.
Okay. Wow, I never heard of that one. And James, you know, I wanted to ask you, too, you know, since the hurricane in 2005, how has the music scene rebounded from that down there in New Orleans?
Well, I tell you, the city is rebounding so tremendous in a great big way. And I ride my bike all over New Orleans, and I see in every neighborhood, we see construction, we see new buildings coming, we see new schools, mm-hmm. new hospitals. So the city is on a fast track to come back, and I think it's going to come back bigger and better. And the musicians is doing wonderful in so many ways now in New Orleans. Some people had some gigs they never had. We got mm-hmm. some venues that we never had. So I think we're looking at a great future from the city of New Orleans.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I asked that question because we've interviewed, you know, a couple of artists that have relocated from New Orleans, you know, after the hurricane and everything, and then didn't come back. And, you know, they kind of, you know, said that they get where they're at now and they're comfortable. But, you know, I figured that some of the people that were there or that stayed, you know, how that affected them with some of the artists that left and relocated and some of the clubs that didn't reopen once, you know, everything that happened and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, I think after the storm, it was so much happened, and it was so much chaos, and it was so much stuff that really, it was real stuff that break your heart when you think about it, and the emotional pain and suffering that we all went through being from New Orleans, and it really and truly breaks your heart. And I don't knock or dislike the people who say they would never come back to New Orleans. For the reason that the people went through so much of pain in New Orleans, so I can kind of sympathize with them. But New Orleans is a great city, and it will come back, and we got so much of a spiritual connection, family and spiritual connection to New Orleans. So this place will always be our home. It's our homeland.
Right. Now,
so, you know, I wouldn't knock them, but in some kind of way, they all will. All roads will lead back to New Orleans someday.
Yeah, you know, New Orleans is the root. The root of most music, you know, jazz music and everything, you know, and you know, you see so many.
It's
when
the
I went to New Orleans,
America.
Yeah, it really is.
New Orleans,
you know, and I went down there. I see kids, young kids playing instruments and things like that. I mean, how do you think that with yourself and other artists out there, how is it possible that you guys can kind of get New Orleans back on the map as far as, you know, jazz scene?
Oh, really? Well, it took the spirit and the culture and the guts of the people who truly love New Orleans and who truly care about New Orleans and who truly. This is New Orleans is everything to us, and we got people that really love this city, like myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I would say, for the young people that's coming up, I would say stick close to the true flavor of the New Orleans music. You can mix it up with everything, but everything is the foundation, and New Orleans music is the foundation, and it's already laid out for us. All we got to do is preserve it and protect it.
Yeah.
Now, let me just explain to the listeners that what you're hearing in the background there is James is at a restaurant in New Orleans.
James, you need some of that gumbo down there. That's what he's doing.
Gumbo and
some of that good gumbo.
Yeah, absolutely.
The conversation is what you're hearing in the background is from the restaurant he's in. What's the name of the restaurant?
I'm in Cafe Giovanni on Decatur Street in the heart of the French Quarter.
Okay.
All right. The ambiance is incredible.
Oh, I can imagine. All right, I'm going to play last song, James. This is Nightlife. Tell me about this.
Oh, this song is a song I wrote. Actually, I was sitting in front of the Tropicana Hotel on the Las Vegas Strip, and I saw some street people pass me by. It was a lady and a guy, and it looked like they was involved in the nightlife. And so I was listening to the conversation, and so stuff they were saying, I incorporated it into a song, and when I got back home to New Orleans, I wrote this song called Nightlife, and this is what the final result of this song is.
All right, here we
The song is about a street walker and street people. It's about people in the street.
Okay, all right, this is Nightlife.
Yes, I'm living it up for sure.
All right, that was Nightlife, and that was from trumpeter James Andrews' CD, The Big Time Stuff. You can find that CD on his website, jamesandrewsmusic.com, and on amazon.com. And you can follow him on Twitter at James12Andrews. All right, Mr. Andrews. Now, you're welcome. Tell us about this camp, this music camp for kids you started.
Oh, we started it. We haven't started it yet, but
okay.
We're going to start it. We've done some stuff, but we're going to do some stuff in 2012 with the kids. We're going to start a camp where we're going to teach kids from all different backgrounds, all different areas of life to play music in New Orleans jazz. And we're going to preserve it with the kids coming up.
Oh, that's great. That is
great. Yeah, it's going to be wonderful.
Yeah. All right. So now, when is your next event, your next performance?
Oh, I play at the I play in New Orleans on Bourbon Street at the Royal Sonesta Hotel every Thursday night, and it's called the Jazz Playhouse, and you can catch me and my band every Thursday night there.
All right. James, are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
What is your page name?
I don't really deal with that kind of stuff, but I got people that do that.
Okay.
But I'm sure they can find me somewhere out there.
Yeah, because I tried to find you under James Andrews, but I didn't find that
somewhere.
Page. Okay.
I'm not really into all that. I'm just a down-to-earth person. I like to meet people in person, and if I... instead of me putting it on my Facebook, I'll go knock on your door and tell you, come have lunch with me.
Okay.
I'm a kind of, you know, I'm a person.
Okay. All right, well, I'll find out from Karen.
Yeah, you can
her
Karen,
and ask her.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And for all your listeners, if you ever come to New Orleans, look for James Andrews. I'll be here, baby. Eli Bye.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, Mike, you have
a little French Creole, a little French Creole from New Orleans.
Okay. Say it again.
Et la pa, comment ça va?
Okay. Et la pa, comment ça va?
And also, I say, laissez bon temps rouler. Let the good times roll.
Ah. Hey.
Laissez bon temps rouler. That's that old kid in French from down on the bayou I'm talking.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Listen, I want to thank y'all so much for having me on your show tonight.
Well,
and for all
you.
Your listeners, whenever y'all come to New Orleans, look for James Andrews. He'll be here with the big red hat on.
Okay. All right, Mr. Andrews. Thank you so much for the opportunity
thank
to speak.
Thank you very much.
All right. Enjoy your rest of the evening.
Tell Quincy Jones I love him.
Okay.
Thank y'all.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that was trumpeter James Andrews. His CD is called The Big Time Stuff, and you can find that again on his website, jamesandrewsmusic.com. Follow him on Twitter at James12Andrews. All right, Mike, anything to add?
Nothing much. I mean, that's a different style of music than New Orleans type jazz music, but it is the root of, you know, where music started at and everything. So, you know, kind of try to take it back to the roots. But that was some pretty good music, you know, and everything. And we'd love to hear the CD with him and Trombone Shorty because, you know, Trombone is, he's doing it all over the country, you know, New Orleans style. And he's really, you know, putting the focus back on the music and for New Orleans. So, you know, big up to James Andrews and his little brother, Trombone Shorty. You know, they're doing it for their city.
That's right. That's right. And the name of that CD is called 12 and Shorty. So if you Google that, you can find out where you can purchase that CD as well. Please support the artists and purchase their music. All right. I was going to say something and the thought just went right out of my head. Okay. Oh, well, I hate when that happens. All right, well, I'll just go ahead and close out. Thank everyone for listening this evening. Tune in next week. We're not on this weekend, but we will be back on Tuesday, December 13th, with guitarist Irvin Pope. Now, Mike, I heard this guy's music from a friend of Pamela's when she interviewed the keyboardist. Oh, my goodness. I'm just losing my thought here. Roberto. Yes, right, Roberto. Right, when she interviewed Roberto, I sat in on that interview, and her co-host was there. His name is Daryl. And he asked me, had I heard of Irving Pope? And I said, no. So he let me listen to some of his music, and I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. Mm. So I contacted Irving, and we will be talking to him on Tuesday, December 13th. And then on Wednesday, December 14th, we'll be talking to Gina Brown. She is a singer, and she is another artist that is performing on the New Orleans Jazz Cruise. For more information about this cruise, you can go to getawaytraveletertainment.com. There's also a link on talkingsmoothjazz.com. You can go there and see the link, find out information on the artist, and whether the cruise is heading out of New Orleans May 20th through the 27th. So definitely check that out. All right, Mike, well, you have a great evening. I'm sure I'll be talking to you soon.
Yes, very soon.
All right, ma'am. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again next time. Until then, keep it smooth.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.